The Radio Today program with Broadcast Bionics. Innovative solutions for creative radio people.
Hello and welcome to a special Radio Today program extra as we look back at this year's Arqiva Commercial Radio Awards 2016 from earlier in the week. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and myself and Lucy Jones were talking to people as they arrived on the red carpet and also to the winners just after they came off stage after picking up their trophies. So coming up over the next half hour, you'll hear from the likes of Gillian Reynolds, Paul Sylvester, Christine O'Connell, Tony Blackburn, Ian Dale, Stephen Myron and the legendary Steve Allen. But we begin at the start of the night as people were arriving at the Roundhouse in Camden.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
I'm here with Simon Nix and Simon Morrigan, the two Simons from Hallam FM, nominated for a few awards tonight. Are you confident, Nixie?
Hopefully, yeah, I really am. We've got a really good team in South Yorkshire and we've got a nomination for Station of the Year, News Coverage and Journalist of the Year with Laura Pennington, so fingers crossed, and it's always lovely to see you as well, Stuart.
And Simon Morrigan, the other Simon, who's here with us, currently double shifting, breakfast on air, drive on Hallam. You've done a week of that. How's it gone?
It's gone good, yeah. It's been really good fun. It's obviously tiring. Today I've just done one show, so this is like a break for me today. But if I fall asleep at the table, it's not because of the drink. It's obviously because I'm having a little bit of a rest. So.
And you moved to Hallam from kind of much smaller TSA stations over in UTV stations in Manchester. How have you found working for a big Bauer station?
It's excellent. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot more pressure. You've got to constantly be on top of your game. I've felt that all the time. It's important you do your best work, and it really pushes you. You feel you grow as a person. Sadly, not in height. I've never grown in height, but yeah, delivering what we're doing, you come to awards like this, and you realise you're making some really fantastic radio.
How's your new PD? Do you like him?
Oh, pain in the backside. Oh, Simon Nix, yes, a wonderful man.
Just an exclusive, there's a drive time show going to be going on Hallam FM very soon. Stuart, if you're in it, if Five Live will let you go, then that'll be good to have you.
Good luck for tonight, guys.
Cheers.
Bush on the radio. Andy Bush and Danielle are both from Absolute Radio. Confident for some big wins for the station tonight?
It's a great time for the whole radio industry to get together. So that's the main bit, is to see a load of people and have a good night out and celebrate what we've all been doing. But yeah, I think we're fairly confident at Absolute Radio.
Have you been to the Arqiva before, Danielle?
I have, yeah. No, it's a really nice chance, like Andy was saying, just to like bump into lots of people that you've worked with over your career and stuff. And the commercial radio sector's quite, I don't know, it's quite nice to get everyone together. It's sort of on its own night, isn't it?
And most years Christian wins something, so there's always at least one celebration on your table, I guess.
I think when Christian dies, he's going to be stuffed and put in the hallway somewhere. But no, the man is a machine, so you have to take your hat off to him, and he works damn hard as well, so he deserves it. That's if he wins.
I've been joined by the amazing Niamh from Kiss, who is looking incredible. Pregnancy really suits you, babe.
Thank you so much. I wish I looked like this all the time. I don't, by the way. I wish.
So no free wine for you tonight. That's the main thing about the Arqivas, right?
I know. I can't believe it. I can't believe I get to, like, not really enjoy it. That's why I bought my mum, because she's going to make sure that I behave.
So on maternity leave, are you going to listen to any radio?
I'll listen to a lot of Magic, to be honest. I love Magic. I will listen to Kiss, don't get me wrong. And I think this baby is going to be a Kistry baby. She kicks a lot when Kistry's on. I will still listen to the radio. I don't know what I'm going to do with that music every day. I hear music all day, so I will definitely keep listening to radio, for sure.
I want to get one of those systems where you get the radio in every single room, bathroom, toilet, all of it. I want to get
now,
one of those.
That's a good idea. That is a good idea.
How are you feeling about the lovely Pandora? She's going to be stepping into Kiss.
She's really sweet. I haven't seen her in years, but everyone keeps asking me about her, and all I can say, she's a lovely girl. And I'm sure she'll do a great job.
Sarah Champion from Absolute Radio judging this year.
Yes.
Did you like what you heard?
Do you know what? I was genuinely intimidated by the quality of the entries. So much effort had gone into each and every single entry. And as I say, the quality was just extraordinary. It was intimidating, but it was also inspiring because I thought, wow, you know, there's a lot of talent out there and they're all after my job.
Gavin Harris is here from Jack FM Berkshire. Nomination for you tonight and for your breakfast show.
That's right, yeah, very excited to be nominated, especially being an independent station and really doing everything within our own small team. So it's great to be recognised for all that work.
How hard is that these days, having just one station?
It's hard, but equally it gives you opportunities that we can make decisions locally and get on with those decisions quickly. So it gives you opportunities as well as obviously the challenges of having to look after every department.
And quite a big deal then to be nominated for programmer up against some of the big groups.
Yeah, it's been an exciting 2 years that we've been Jack. You know, the format's given us a lot of flexibility to do some exciting things. And it's nice to be recognised for that work that we've carried out.
Is Robin still doing crazy things and getting away with it?
Some crazy stuff, some fun stuff. Yeah, he's producing some great radio, and it's nice to give him an opportunity to actually have some freedom to create that radio that, you know, not necessarily be able to get elsewhere.
Darren Henley is here, formerly of Classic FM, not strictly in the radio industry much these days, but chair of judges for this year's Arkivas. Tell us how high the standard of entries has been.
It's a great standard of entries. It's a really brilliant celebration of everything that's great about UK commercial radio. So it's going to be a brilliant night. The cream of the crop are here, and they're going to have a great time.
Do you miss being in a radio station day to day?
I love working for a radio station. I was a Classic FM for 23 years, but I'm having a great time at Arts Council England, taking arts and culture to everywhere across the country.
And presumably shouting about radio everywhere you're going as well.
Absolutely. Radio is a very important part of everybody's life.
I've been joined by the one and only Melvin Odom.
What's going on?
What was that?
That was like cheering.
Melvin, I see you more. I see you more than my parents these days. What's going
you
on?
You are such a lucky girl. Can I just say that?
What is this on your chin? It's like, it's Jenna's old-fashioned action man's with the fake fluff.
This is a designer beard. I'm basically representing for all the beard gang out there. I think it's something that needs to be celebrated.
How long did it take you to grow in that? Be honest, years?
2 weeks.
Whatever.
I shaved it off last week, 2 weeks. Check my Instagram. I'm not even lying to you. I want to be like a young Idris Elba. I think it's important that radio needs a sexy black man representing beards. It's a great awards ceremony. It's all about celebrating radio. It's all about celebrating commercial radio. That sounded rehearsed.
He practiced that.
My aim has always been to do both TV and radio. When I was at uni, I said I want to be the kind of presenter that who's able to do both. Like at the time, I was all about Trevor Nelson. He got to do like TV and radio at the same time. He was doing like MTV Lick, and he's doing stuff for Radio 1 and One Extra. So I wanted to be that kind of presenter. Like Dermot does the same thing. Russell Brand does the same thing. I think if you get to do both, it's the best of both worlds.
I feel like Kiss is kind of on its own, isn't it? There's no other Kiss. But if you had to listen to another station,
yeah.
What?
If
do
I had
you
to listen
to
another station, it would be Kiss Fresh.
Melvin,
yeah.
What other station?
All right, if I had to listen to another station other than Kiss and Kiss Fresh, it would be Kiss True.
You are a joker. You want to tick some Andy Robert boxes,
listen,
don't you?
He's in the building. You got to be careful.
Is he here?
No, our other boss Steve is here though.
Do you get frightened around the bosses?
No, we quite love him.
Do you?
I do enjoy Steve's wonderful. He's a party man as well.
Is your contract up for renewal? Is that why you've
been
saying
that? Yeah, how did you know that?
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
So let's do this thing. My friends, tonight's awards honour the achievement of individuals, of organisations, crucially of you, the heroes of commercial radio. All of you here tonight, holding your breath, victory in your grasp, hearts in your mouths at the prospect of going home with one of tonight's glorious yet completely within budget, non-specific clear acrylic resin trophies.
The winner of this year's Lifetime Achievement Award, Gillian Reynolds, MBE.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
And you had no idea?
No, I didn't, no.
Did they get your hair under false pretenses, as they quite often do?
Well, you know, I'll go anywhere for pudding.
What excites you in radio at the moment? Obviously, you're a critic for The Telegraph.
What excites me in a good way is the level of creativity right across radio. What excites me and incites me to fury is the way people always downgrade radio. They don't talk about it as something that 9 in 10 of every person in this country listens to, enjoys, relishes. It's part of our national life. It's an absolute treasure. And we're more creative in radio than we've ever been. And I want to celebrate that. I want to go on celebrating it.
And you've been around the business for 40 plus years now, Radio City in the early days.
Yes.
How important is commercial radio's history in celebrating how it is today?
Commercial radio's history is a lesson to the market. It shows you that you can compete even under the most difficult circumstances against strong opposition, and you can always produce something really good if you employ the right people and you give them a little room to improvise, to develop their own talent. And there's still that, you know, in commercial radio. It thrills me.
Journalist of the Year from Global's Newsroom Yorkshire, Ella Griffith. I just am totally surprised, really shocked, because I know a few of the people that were in that category, and it would have been amazing for any of those people to win, so I'm really honoured that it's me.
Standout moment of the year so far, journalist-wise?
Oh, gosh. It's really hard. I was saying this to someone earlier. When you do stories every day, you can't remember specific ones because you do so many different stories.
Well, you've got a lovely shard of glass now for... where's that going to go, babe?
Oh, God, probably... I've just bought a house, so maybe on a new bookshelf.
The Arqiva single programme or broadcast of the year. Torture on the Quai, The Diary of Raymond Savage, 101 Touch FM.
This guy was he's captured by the Japanese during the Second World War. He was taken to Thailand and forced to build a railway. He was held captive for 3 years, tortured, all sorts of horrible things happened to him. But since then, this guy has shown incredible strength. He's 96 years old. He's still going strong. He's a brilliant guy. And it was so wonderful to hear his story and to be able to share it with people. And it's just great to be here tonight to pick it up. And really, I think this is for him because, you know, as I say, he's just a wonderful guy who's done us all proud.
Yeah, as Nick said, he's a great guy. And it's a real human story. And it's been a real pleasure to tell it.
Feature of the year, Heart's 100 Happy Days from Heart Network.
And with Gary and Andy.
It was 100 days of winning and we gave away how many prizes?
About 323 prizes.
I mean, that's an administrative nightmare, but we managed, and I don't think anyone's complained they didn't get the prize, have they?
No, it was all managed very well, and we had an amazing winner on day 100, £100,000. She was awesome. Jenny Faulkner in a wind machine, picking the ticket out.
That's right.
And then we made the call.
And we had tons of good stuff on social, and the guy that's over there, I know you can't see this on radio obviously, but Zach, right, we did some really cool stuff where we posted every single winner, did a selfie. And we had 300 happy selfies up on open social, so it did really well.
And in terms of planning, how do you go about the strategy of thinking up something like this and actually then getting to the delivery stage?
There was a lot of meetings and there was a lot of conversations. But I think the essence of it came from, we wanted to do something where we were giving away a lot of prizes and we wanted to tap into something which was essentially what Heart's all about, which is feel good. So we came up with, 100 happy days. So we actually got a great competition. You get the name first, then suddenly you decide on the, you have to decide on the mechanic later. I think that's what happened with this one, wasn't it?
This year's news coverage is sponsored by IRN and Sky News, suppliers of 24/7 national and international news to the commercial radio network. To reveal the gold winner from Sky News, she's got not hashtag sadness in her eyes, but hashtag the winner's envelope in her hand. It's Kay Burley.
I didn't hear a word you were saying, but I guess you were being rude and probably used a hashtag sadness in my eyes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Original, if nothing else.
Absolutely. Good. Who's taking gold? Kay Burley.
It's Hallam FM.
You can hear it all over South Yorkshire, and I just think it does define South Yorkshire.
Hallam FM.
What's been your standout moment? I know it's an obvious question, but have you got one from the last year?
There's been so much that we've done. There's been absolutely tons of stories.
I think Laura excelled herself in getting exclusives that, other people didn't have, and I think that's what kind of pushed us up a little bit, and an investigation into hidden homelessness as well, which was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, going out on the street, speaking to a guy who lived off the same food as rats, which was not the glamorous side of news, but it was the reality, so yeah, really exciting year.
I think South Yorkshire's a really interesting patched cover as well, and there's a lot of stories over the last year that have gone national, and it's been great to sort of cover it for a year. And Hallam FM's always covered South Yorkshire really well. We care about what happens in South Yorkshire, so it's kind of a win for that area of the country too.
RCS Programmer of the Year, Paul Sylvester from Absolute Radio.
Wow, genuinely shocked, genuinely surprised. The competition was amazing. You've got people like Brian in there and James, who I know from LBC, who does amazing things. So genuinely shocked and genuinely really touched.
Is there room in that awards cabinet at One Golden Square?
Oh, this one is not staying at One Golden Square. This one is coming back to my house, and it almost really certainly goes out to my other half, who has to put up with all of those phone calls in the middle of the night when something's gone wrong or when somebody's died. If it doesn't come to me, it's going to go to my mum and dad, who said you could do it.
And how does having more stations in your building help your station and help the job that you do?
It makes everyone gets better by having choice. Everyone gets better from learning from each other. And I see some of the stuff that KISS is doing, which is really exciting. I see some of the stuff now that Tony's doing on Magic, and you know, he's worked with me and it's been amazing, and we've had great fun, so I'm just really chuffed about it.
And if you weren't programming Absolute, is there a dream station you'd like to program? Sorry, Dee's not listening.
No. Honestly, when I joined what was then Virgin Radio back in 2008 with David Lloyd and Richard Huntingford, that was the dream, to be in One Golden Square running that station. And it's taken 8 years, and I've made a lot of friends and worked with some incredibly talented people. And if it wasn't for them, this wouldn't happen.
Well done, Paul.
Thank you, mate. Cheers.
Congratulations to the unsung hero of the year, the Bay's Robin Duff.
Was that a bit of a shock winning that?
It was a total shock, to be quite honest with you. There's some very talented people out there in radio world, and to win an award like this has just made my night. It's absolutely fantastic. Just like to thank everybody for nominating me, all the guys at the Bay. They are such an amazing team. Thank you so much.
And what a year it's been, a busy year for you as station engineer at the Bay. You've had floods, you've had all sorts to contend with.
That has been a particularly difficult challenge, the floods. We had no electric, we had a foot of water throughout the ground floor, but I got the station back on air, and it was a challenge, it was a real challenge, but we got the station back on air, and we were able to broadcast essential information to the whole of Lancaster and Morecambe, which they had no means of communication at all, apart from the Bay.
Specialist Programme of the Year.
Joining us now then to present the next award, the award for Specialist Programme, is Stephanie Hurst. Someone who, as many of you may know, has recently been very open about the fact that she once worked for Capital Yorkshire. So brave. How are you?
Amazing.
Yeah, we know that.
Honestly, growing boobs is the best thing ever. And the gold for Specialist Programme of the Year is the Farming Programme for Lynx FM, KCFM and Rutland Radio.
Lynx FM. Farming wins at the Arkivas. Who'd have thought it? Who'd have thought it?
Absolutely. Some quite eclectic programmes you're up against there.
Yes, absolutely. There's real variety there, which is good. It shows the variety across commercial radio. But yeah, really honoured to win this. Really honoured.
Many other stations wouldn't ever dream of doing a farming programme.
No, I mean, it's half an hour of speech every Sunday morning, week in, week out, even over the Christmas period. We actually do a farming pantomime over Christmas. Feels half an hour. But yeah, I mean, Lincolnshire grows most of the crops that we all eat, and, you know, heavily involved in the farming industry. And the programme's been going now for, what, 16, 17 years, and it just goes from strength to strength.
And there's clearly a demand from the audience to have it then.
Absolutely, definitely, definitely. It brings in revenue as well. You know, commercial advertisers, they can reach that specialist audience as well, so it really works for us.
The Arkiva Social Action Initiative Award, Global's Make Some Noise.
I'm Emma Bradley, and I'm Director of Global Goodness at Global Radio. We're absolutely thrilled. I'm really excited to pick this up, and really, this is an award for all of Global, because everyone gets stuck in for Make Some Noise. That's the joy of it, so it's kind of everyone's award, this one.
And it's all about supporting the underdogs as well, in local charities, in local patches, isn't it?
Exactly right. So we support small charities that otherwise wouldn't get heard, and try and give them a voice across the global network. Yeah,
and a couple of years in, it's making an impact, isn't it?
It is, really. Now, yeah, we set it up in 2014, and last year we just had an amazing year. We raised £2 million, and we were able to make some noise for 38 small charities across the UK. So I think we're creating something quite special.
The NDL Marketing Award, Radio X launch.
We put a lot of time and effort into creating a new brand. The lineup's amazing, the product's great, so it's we think well deserved.
The ads are amazing. I think people are tuning in. I certainly am. Chris, are you proud of the team?
Very proud. I think the on-air guys are doing an amazing job, and hopefully it will show over the next few months.
We knew who our audience was, and we built a campaign around that, so it was about making a campaign that was relevant to our target audience. And you know, the TV ad was obviously a take on the Verve's Bittersweet Symphony, take an iconic 90s music video, put our talent in at the front and centre, which was obviously Chris Moyles, and, you know, job done after that, really. So it was kind of the focus and a bit of sparkle of creativity as well. So.
We've got to talk about Chris Moyles. Is he a headache yet for you, Chris?
Never. Amazing talent, and it's an absolute joy to work with him, absolute pussycat. People don't realise Chris is an absolute consummate professional. He preps for that show so hard. People don't see that. He's been an absolute dream to work with.
The Roberts Radio Breakfast Show of the Year, under 2 million. Capital Breakfast with Matt, Polly and Garant from Capital South Wales.
It's our second award.
We did not expect this in a million years.
No way.
Yay!
It's one of them things, like, we've been nominated 3 years on the bounce. We won it our first year together. Second year, we didn't win. So this year, to be honest, we were like, we won't win this year. We're really drunk right now because we came here thinking, we're not going to win.
I'm okay.
Because we didn't think we'd win, and now I think we're supposed to do that war.
This means so much, yeah, honestly, amazing. Doesn't it? It
really what do you think does. The secret is, guys?
There's no secret. There's just make good radio. That's it.
We just do what we do.
We go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning every day and have fun. And that's it. Literally, that's it.
I think it's like whatever we find funny or entertaining in the social media world, you know, the outlet of papers and stuff. If we think that's entertaining, we put it out there, and I think people connect with that. And if we do have a laugh out about it, we're very different personalities. But we are very open to taking the mick out of each other, and that works. We have such a good laugh every morning, and obviously it works, which is really good.
Next step, world domination, guys.
Yeah. Let's go to Sydney and take over. Kai and Jackie O, let's take them on.
Breakfast show of the year with a TSA over 2 million, sponsored by Real World.
You've heard of the Birmingham 6, the Guildford 4. Please welcome the Blackburn 1, Tony Blackburn.
Thank you very much indeed. It's lovely to be here, and it's nice to be anywhere. And I'll be honest with you, I've had a strange year. It's been very odd. I didn't expect to be standing here today, having been the first person to be sacked by the BBC for telling the truth. I just want to say that it has been terrific, the support I've got from everybody in commercial radio. Thank you so much for that. I want to say thanks to Bauer, very much indeed, for seeing through all this nonsense, and particularly Mike Cass and Dee Ford, and my friends at KMFM, Rob Wills, who's been absolutely fantastic, and P&O Ferries, who are my sponsors as well, who've stuck with me all the way along as well, and to Nick Cannon, my wonderful agent as well. And I also want to say thank you very much indeed for my lawyers. I got so many lawyers and QCs now, I have become like the BBC, overstaffed.
Who's coming up to get the gold? Mr. Blackburn.
I'm delighted to say that somebody actually who sent me a lovely message when all this nonsense started, and it goes to the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show from Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio.
Christian O'Connell, best breakfast show again, another archiver. What are you going to do with this one?
The last one broke. One of my kids broke it. So this can replace it. But could have easily gone to anyone else nominated. Kiss do a brilliant show as well. Made up to get it. And also to get it by Tony Blackburn as well, which is great to see him here tonight too.
It was quite emotional for him on stage. There's a lot of love for
him. Rightly so. Can you blame the guy after what he's been through in the last 12 months and beyond? So it's great to see the love in the room for him as well, and rightly so.
And you're doing a lot more things with your sponsor with Wix. You've been doing the little garden parties in people's houses and stuff recently.
Yeah, that's something we're doing for a couple of years, where we do a festival once a year in someone's garden. We bring a band along, and it's been great fun.
How important is the sponsor as part of your show?
Well, they fund and pay for what we do. You know, if you listen to commercial radio, you'd have to pay for it.
You seem to integrate it more than perhaps other shows do.
Yeah, we go out of our way to try and do that, you know. And just a quick reminder, they have got a special deal at the moment, they're garden decking, Stuart, and I'm pretty sure we can hook you up with a good deal. But yeah, we try and bring them into the show, so hopefully it works a bit better than normal sponsorships.
I know a few people who need decking, so...
Easy now, come on. You sound like Tony Blackburn.
He's just brilliant. What he does, he loves what he's doing. He's got enthusiasm there, and he just gets the award, you know. He's got personality, and that's what radio to me is all about.
What do you think is the secret then to a good radio show? Personality and what else?
Well, to me, personality, playing obviously the right music and stuff, but it's the personality for me on anything else. I mean, anybody can play music on their iPhones and things like that, but it's you've got to have something else apart from that, and that's what a lot of radio sadly lacks, you know.
In regards to playing music on your iPhone, things like that, are you up to date with all that? Are you on all the technology you can be?
Oh, yeah. I was one of the first on Twitter. I was one of the first on Periscope. Catch up, I think, is great as well. I mean, I'm on at the same time on KMFM and on the Greatest Hits Network in the North, and I can now listen to my KMFM program, which I quite enjoy. I haven't heard it for years. But it's,
really? So you sit at home and you listen to that?
Well, no, I listen coming back from... I do my program on... it sounds dreadful saying this, doesn't it? But I choose all the music on my own program, so I actually enjoy the music I'm playing. And when I come back from doing the Greatest Hits, which is in the north in Scotland, and I do it from Golden Square, when I get back in the car, yeah, I quite often listen to my own show that's been out at the same time, at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
Do you snoop yourself then on the way home?
I just enjoy myself on the way home. Actually, there's no point in being modest about it. I quite enjoy the programme, yeah.
Do you write down things and you think, oh, I should do that better or do that better next time?
No, I can't do it any better. It's after all these years, if I can't do it now, I just might as well give it up.
The VQ Presenters of the Year Under 2 Million, Trevor Marshall and Caroline Verdon from Jack FM Oxfordshire.
From the day dot I wanted to be on the radio and to stand here and to get another award is just the best thing in the world ever. And no matter how many times it happens, and this probably will be the last time, because that's what I think every time I get one. Yeah. It's brilliant.
And can I just say, who needs some swanky place, you know, in London to broadcast from? It's all about the shed.
Well, it is. It's our dumpy building. And people say to us, do you really work from a dumpy building? And then they turn up and they go, where's the building? And this is it. And they presume it's some sort of youth centre because it's absolutely scrawled in graffiti. And I don't mind it too much, but it's the fact that the graffiti isn't even anatomically correct. That's the bit that... Yeah. That's how dumpy our building is.
We've got more knobs on our building than the Houses of Parliament. But I tell you, I saw a consultant put up a little photo of a certain radio studio in London yesterday saying... Good presenters need great buildings and great studios. I'm sorry, Francis, but that's a load of bunkum. You just need good presenters and good team around you, and that's the best way to broadcast. Doesn't matter where you are, you can be in the hit hole that we are. It's what you do.
Absolutely.
Presenter of the Year with a TSA of over 2 million, LBC's Ian Dale.
I always think in awards, there's sort of buggins turns. I never, ever expected to win this year, and I'm just so proud because it's... I genuinely sat there thinking, no chance.
And you've been at LBC, what, 6 years now? That's flown by, hasn't it?
Yeah, 6 years. It has flown by, but you think, I mean, it's quite a long time in the world of radio because everybody has a shelf life, but it appears I haven't quite reached mine just yet.
And how can you get even better for next year? What are you working on for your show to make it different?
Get some new producers, probably. No, I want to pay tribute.
They're giving you the eyes.
They are. Matt Harris and Jagruti Dave have been absolute. Well, they've been with me. Matt's been with me from day one on LBC. And Jagruti and Matt have been with me ever since I started doing Drive, 3 years ago now? And we have our moments, but we worked really well together as a team. And I tweeted earlier, I am their mere vessel. And you don't know how true that is.
And things are still going great for LBC. Obviously, a couple of years now of being national, and still the headlines that you get from stories you've done on your station. How does that happen?
Well, the thing with LBC is that I suppose everyone would say this, we never stand still. You can't, in the world of news and talk radio, you just cannot rest on your laurels because there's always someone else there willing to take over. And I think we give the BBC a bloody good run for their money with what we do. We have sort of a fraction of the resources. But, I mean, since we've been national now, nearly 2 years, I mean, I think that's given us an added impetus. Sort of in the months going up to the general election, I think sort of it was difficult to avoid LBC. I mean, Grant Shapps, who used to be Tory party chairman, he said to me, the reason I come on LBC is because I know the next day I'm going to read in the newspapers, Grant Shapps said to LBC, you don't get that on some other stations, who should remain nameless.
I mean, we've seen a bit more talk radio. It's great for the talk radio sector, but obviously talk radio, the station is back on air as well now. Are you scared about more competition, or is more competition for talk stations
good? Competition is great. I think the more talk radio there is, the better. If you live in Sydney, you have 11 talk radio stations to choose from. I've never understood why in this country there's really... I mean, Five Live do a bit of what we do, but we're sort of the only pure one. The more the merrier.
Have you got an awards cabinet to put this in? Shelf.
I haven't got a cabinet, but I have got three or four of these now. I came into radio in 2000. I'd always wanted to be a radio presenter, never got a break, and LBC gave me that break, and I shall be forever grateful because I'm not a trained broadcaster. I know that I'm not the finished article, but I love what I do. I have fun doing it, and I get this today, and I interview the Prime Minister on Thursday, so it's quite good, isn't it?
Congratulations, Ian.
Thank you very much.
Industry Leader of the Year, Global CEO, Mr. Stephen Myra.
I'm very, very lucky. I'm not quite sure what the judging criteria was, but I'll take it. I think it's the only award I've ever had since, I think, my cycling proficiency, so I'm truly delighted.
And what, coming up for 10 years in radio now?
Eight years. I know I look that I should be older, you know, but only 8 years, but so it's been gone in a blur.
And how do you think the industry has changed over that period?
Oh, I think it's changed beyond recognition. I think you look at the ownership structure now that we have in commercial radio, the industry is in a very healthy place. You look at the revenue performance over the last 8 years has been staggering across the board. And it's lovely to see the industry thriving. And that's, you know, what it's all about, ultimately.
What are you most proud of achieving within Global over that time?
I think we've hired some incredible people. We've launched some amazing brands, and we have a culture and values that I think are absolutely exceptional across any media business. I think it's been an amazing journey for all of us who've been involved with it, but obviously particularly with doing it with Richard and Ash.
Yeah, you mentioned them. You've won an award for your leadership. Obviously, you work with both of them, one above you, perhaps one below you. Yeah. And you've all, certainly from the industry's perception, got quite different styles of management. How does that all work together with the three of you around the table making decisions?
We're incredibly close. I mean, the honest answer is we are an amazing group that we get on incredibly well. We share the same values. And we collaborate on everything, and I think that's what makes us, I think, probably quite unique across many businesses.
And what's your mission for the next 12 months with Global?
Oh, just keep doing what we do, but even better. I think, you know, if we can carry on doing that, we'd be very happy.
PRS for Music, Station of the Year, Absolute Radio.
This goes down as the best night ever. I'm so pleased. It's ace when you see your team so excited and so richly rewarded for their hard work. You know, we've been Absolute Radio now for 8 years, and to win this and to beat such amazing competition, and it's lovely to watch their faces, because this is the bit that makes it worthwhile, when you can see them all up there and you can see how happy they are. We've had an amazing year. We've beaten our audience records, our revenue records, and so we were in the top five, and I was quite happy with that, but to win it is just incredible.
Time now for the final presentation. It is the Arqiva Gold Award. To tell us who has won, Christopher Biggin.
He is simply the greatest radio presenter ever. Ladies and gentlemen, LBC Steve Allen.
This is LBC.
I nearly cried. I'm so excited. I've never won anything. I've been in the business for 37 years nearly, and you just don't... I don't do it to win an award. I don't think you do radio to win an award. I think you do it because you either love doing it, and in my case, I'm allowed to exercise my bitterness and caustic wit against celebrities and rally against various people. I'm sitting there thinking, how long is this blooming thing going to go on for? And am I going to get out of here before, you know, we turn daylight outside? So Biggins gave me the award, and they started talking. When they were talking about this, I'm sitting there thinking, this is sounding a bit familiar, and he does this and does that. And then there was a couple of little clues, and I look around my table with Richard Park and everybody else, and they're smiling. I'm thinking, oh dear God, it's me. And it is nice to get something. It's nice to get anything at all. I mean, I'm just grateful to be alive.
I mean, as well as a decent audience, you've got a lot of celebrity fans as well. A lot of radio people, yes, listen to you on, yeah, their way into breakfast shows.
Yeah, I've got lots of radio friends who then I bump into people here, and I arrive with nobody. I'm sitting all by myself, and people come up and go, I listen to you every morning as I'm going in to do my programme. That's what I think is flattering. I think because I'm allowed to get away with quite a lot, as Ofcom will testify, I'm quite good at things like that. But I love it. I'm given a great opportunity by LBC. They don't put demands on me. They're very, very nice to me. And I think they're kind because they think I'm going to die. And I think that's the only reason I'm still there. They're so worried in case I don't sort of last the year. But I love every minute. They're so nice. I mean, they really are nice. I don't say that because they pay my wages. They're nice people, and they look after me. And they offer me also, they've even offered me a hotel room for this. I've declined a hotel room. Can you believe it?
And a few cameos recently on the Chris Moyles show. That's,
yes,
probably done something,
yes,
for your popularity, hasn't,
yes,
it?
Yes, that also boosted it up a little bit. That boosted very well, because Chris came in when he first came into the building, and he said, oh, I'm a big fan, and all the rest of it. And you think, oh, load of old rubbish, isn't it? And then I went and appeared on his show, and then it was, and we just get on very well together. I think because we love what we're doing, and somebody pays your money. And if that's as good as it gets, I'll die happy.
And what, 36, 37
yeah,
years at
79.
LBC?
79 I joined.
Yeah. It's a long run, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks.
You're obviously doing something right to survive all those changes in ownership, yes, and management.
Yes, yes, it has. But every time another management come in there, you think, are they going to like me, or are they not going to like the act? If they don't like the act, then I could be out. But luckily, so far, they've just been nice to me. I mean, I said to my driver in this evening, I said, he said, what do they like? I said, they're nice. I said, they're nice people. I said, they like me. And in radio, it's a difficult thing to get longevity. Whether or not lots of young people today will make it, I don't know. I don't know. But I've just been grateful to be there through, I think, the best and the highlights of radio.
And finally, tell me about your 4 a.m. spike. It's a big one, isn't it?
It's a big spike. I'm desperately sad because we've got Rajar coming up very shortly, and I'm worried that somebody might take it. And then I think, I don't think anybody does what I do, because I've got the freedom to do things, and most radio presenters now don't get much opportunity to talk. I get 2.5 hours. I don't have to take phone calls. I just sit there and talk and do what I do, and it kind of works.
Really well done, Steve. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's it from the Radio Today programme Extra. And don't forget, you can find a full list of all the winners from this year's Arqiva Commercial Radio Awards at radiotoday.co.uk.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creating and distributing clever software for radio.